Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Mafia and Chris Thomas. What do you think of O'Reilly Auto Parts? Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. Mafia, what do you think of the guy that got thrown out for Utah when he got thrown out for targeting and then they ejected him from the game? What did you think of him walking along the sideline to yelling things at the Arizona fans, just abusive profanities? How did that – that's going to go over well.
Yeah, just not smart at all because you know what?
Back they got him on film.
Get away with that, but like you said, right on film, right on national TV, they have him saying it, and it's clear as day what he's saying. It's not like you're not sure what he's saying. You know what he's saying. You could read his lips easily.
And he's busted.
He's probably getting suspended for next week now.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
His behavior was appalling. I don't even – who was the guy that got thrown out? Did you know?
No idea.
Some kid from Utah got thrown out for targeting. And then when he was going off the field, he was walking along the sideline, and he was just yelling just absolute bombs at the crowd.
I mean, now in his defense, we don't know what they're saying back at him or what they said in the first place.
Marquise
still,
Blair.
You can't get caught doing that. It's just stupid. You can't re-engage.
Marquise,
it's like you always do this on Twitter.
Marquise Blair is the guy, and we would never say his name or anything to throw him under the bus, but Marquise Blair is the guy that's going to get suspended for dropping P-words and F-bombs and you name it. He was doing all of it. He wasn't having any of those referees in that targeting call.
People just don't learn. You got to walk away. I mean, that's not even like it's a situation where it's a fight and, you know, you're all jacked up and you got to fight. You're like someone's yelling something stupid at you. I just said, it's the same thing as if someone's tweeting something stupid at you. Walk away. It's not worth it. You're not winning the argument. You're not yelling at them. They're saying, you know what? You're right. My bad. All you're going to do is make yourself look stupid and get yourself in trouble.
And you're just going to make it worse.
Yeah. You're never going to win that fight, and all it's going to do is get you in more trouble. No one's going to go look back and say, well, who was the fan and what was he saying? No one's going to go search that out and take away his tickets for next game.
Are you watching this fight with Valdez and Cervania? It's pretty good.
I got it on, but I'm kind of not really paying too much attention to it.
I mean, they're going at each other, and this Utah-Arizona game is 20-17 Utah with 2:50 left in the third. So there's still a fourth quarter to be played in this game in Tucson. Are you surprised that Arizona's in this game?
I am. Arizona's not looked good this year. We've had some games where we thought it might be closer for them, and they just get embarrassed. And we've talked about how just that state in general, Arizona State, just they both not lived up to what they were a couple years ago. I know they're 2-1 Arizona, but still, Rich Rod does not have them playing at a tip-top level where they might contend in the Pac-12.
They're playing well tonight.
They are right now against one of the better teams in the conference, so that is surprising. They got up for this national TV game for sure.
So, you could have teased them up to like 10 tonight.
I mean, if you were looking at the schedule tonight and you saw this game and you saw the Boise State-Virginia game, if you're going to say, okay, one's going to be close, one's going to be a blowout, I would have flip-flopped them automatically. I would have thought this would have been the blowout and Boise-Virginia would have been close. Vice versa. Boise would have blown out Virginia and that this would have been bad too.
So there was a blowout in the Boise game. It was just that Virginia was the one doing the blowing out of Boise, and
right.
Then this game is close.
And I would expect
this to
be
blowout as
well.
Take, which I did, Virginia and the points, which I did, and then I laid the 3 here. But I was going to take the 10 as a tease with Virginia up to like 20, getting 20 points. Oh, and Utah just picked them off and went hizzy. Now I'm up 10. How do you like them apples? Woo! Nice pass by the quarterback of Arizona, your boy Danny. Kobe Bryant of the Lakers. Now that's paper.
I like it a lot.
All right, so we have a lot to do here, and I just wanted to say I've gotten none of it done tonight, and I blame all of that on Chris. So I didn't know that your cousin was the wrestler in the WWE. Tell everyone who that is. Tell him who your cousin is.
Oh, Enzo Amore of the WWE.
So cousin, in terms of like, does he you see him a lot? Is he does he live near you? Are you friends with him? How does it work? Or does he disown you after he got famous?
No, not at all. He's actually all about the family. He lives out in Cali now, but he comes home for every holiday, so I'll see him Thanksgiving.
So did you grow up with him?
Oh, yeah. He's my father's brother's son, so we're very close.
So can he beat your ass?
Well, I mean, I would hope so, considering he's the professional athlete and I'm sitting behind a desk here.
So does he, what size shoe does he wear?
I don't think, as we just discovered, we have the same size, but I don't think he does. I think he's got small feet.
All right. You know what that means. Is a Pittsburgh Steelers reunion with Lawrence Timmons on the horizon. Mafia, do you believe that this is like one of those situations where, you know, like a player, LeGarrette Blount, remember him when he forced his team to cut him with designs of returning to his former team and getting a shot at the Super Bowl? Do you think that's what Lawrence Timmons is trying to pull on the Dolphins?
I don't. I mean, from what we heard from Jason Lockenfour earlier in the week, it seems like there's just something not right upstairs, you know, whether it's concussions, post-concussion type of stuff, or who knows what's going on, but it just doesn't seem like he's in the right mind right now to be playing football, and that's why he's held out. Of course, Adam Gase didn't like the excuses given, but it sounds like there's something seriously going on with him that needs to be fixed before he can get back on the field.
Ben Roethlisberger opting for less turnovers over pleasing playmakers. So he just doesn't want to turn the ball over, which would be a nice thing. He said, even if Antonio Brown finishes with 62 yards and five catches in what they did against the Vikings, in the past I've done it where I've tried to keep guys happy and it creates a bad issue, whether it's a turnover or a bad play because someone else is open. I'm trying to force it. If it's going to hurt a team, I just kind of say, well, we're going to have to just deal with it. Winning's more important. Receivers can be mad at me all they want, but they better realize if we win a game, that's all that matters. Are you with him on that? Do you think he should just do whatever it takes to not turn the ball over and not worry about Antonio Brown's fantasy numbers?
That's what everyone should do. I don't know why any quarterback would say, okay, well, I got to keep my guy happy and throw to him. It's all about the win. It's all about the team. It doesn't matter if your guy gets five catches for 100 yards or two catches for 20.
Matt Stafford is the co-favorite to win the NFL MVP. Do you believe that, Mafia?
Absolutely. He's played out of his mind so far. He's got a comeback win already in the early part of the season. He's just been on fire.
Keyshawn Johnson denies a claim that he impregnated another woman during his marriage. Can you imagine the audacity of someone doing like something of this nature?
You would hope it's not true, especially from a guy who's, you know, so about doing the right thing and the rules that he pulled his kid out of what was in Nebraska because he wasn't doing the right thing, or whatever school his kid was on. He was on one of the, you know, college football team, and he pulled him off. Said, you know what, you're not doing it like you're supposed to.
I think it was at Nebraska.
You know, you gotta come back next year when you've got your head straight.
So he did the right thing for his son, but then allegedly did not do the right thing for himself, according to this woman.
That's what she's claiming, yeah.
His lawyer says it's unequivocally false. Former NFL running back Ricky Williams was arrested this week on traffic warrants in Texas. How great is this guy's story of dope and then later in life getting arrested for traffic tickets?
Yeah, if you're going to get pulled over and busted for something, that's the least of what you would expect from Ricky Williams. You know, there'd be a lot more attached to that than just some, you know, parking violations he hasn't paid or something like that.
All right, so who do you rank as the top Heisman Trophy candidate now? Baker Mayfield, would you put in there? Barkley, the guy at Penn State.
I'd say Barkley's probably number one right now.
What about Rudolph, the guy at Oklahoma State?
He's played great. Let's see what he does against some of the, you know, the tougher competition now they're getting into conference play.
So you think Lamar Jackson's toast after that performance?
I don't think he's toast. I mean, the guy put up almost 1,000 yards in the first two games, but he's going to have to rebound now. He's behind the eight ball.
Who does eight balls? Comcast Spectacor acquires esports franchise. They have bought a team owned by Blizzard Entertainment. The league called Overwatch will require each player to be paid a minimum salary of $50,000. So they bought an esports team. What do you think of that?
Don't care. Esports is not sports. It's video games.
Not so fast. It's not sports, and I don't like it personally, but they have a tremendous market. That company, Blizzard, is the same company that owns that game World of Warcraft. millions of players, millions.
One of the guys is the owner of part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe. The guy that owns that Blizzard, right? I think he's the guy that he's the one that invented that World of Warcraft or whatever the hell it is.
That's the next big thing, I'm telling you.
I'd rather go get a DQ Blizzard than watch any of those people playing video games.
That's a great idea, Mafia. Maybe we should stop there on the way home. Is it too late to go to DQ for a Blizzard at 2 in the morning?
Probably, unfortunately.
I love Dairy Queen. God bless them, all of them, forever. How the Warriors fans can watch a game this year with the Larry O'Brien trophy in their suite. Can you believe that, Mafia? They're allowing fans to party with the NBA championship trophy.
Anything you can do to make more money, huh? You got the trophy and champagne, like have your own little celebration. Although I hope they have like some serious security guards doing like keeper of the cup, watching people getting drunk while this trophy's around.
I ate a giant salad for dinner tonight, Mafia. As I told you earlier in the week, I would not go back to eating salads, but I had a salad for dinner. How much gas do you think I'll pass on people playing basketball tomorrow morning?
Depends what was in it. If it's just a regular salad, it shouldn't be bad.
Ric Flair said he used to drink 20 drinks a day and spent 10 days on life support. Mafia, do you think 20 drinks a day is going overboard with your drinking problem?
Way overboard. I mean, it's not anything different than what we've heard about those guys that were wrestling back in the 80s. Like, you know, you hear Andre Giant used to drink like a whole barrel of beer. So it's not too surprising. And those guys had so many pills and steroids and alcohol in them. It was just amazing that they're awake at all. But it's definitely something when you're at his age, you can't do.
Look at these two guys in the 12th round, Valdez and Cervania, just killing each other with bombs. This is another good fight tonight. It's been fight night on the bench. Watch these two guys. They're throwing bombs in the last round. They're going at it. Valdez in the black and gold is supposed to be the better fighter, but the other guys brought it hard tonight. He brought his lunch pail.
They probably watched the women's fight before it got all juiced up and ready to
This
go.
Is actually, it is the women's fight, and they just look like men. This is what they look like after they bled to death, and they came out later, and they look like men. They were bleeding so bad they told them they weren't allowed to kick anymore. Forty seconds left here in the final round. Violence at its highest order. Valdez throwing bombs. My boy Teddy Atlas doing this fight. You know your boy Foz is probably watching this fight late night tonight, Mafia.
Probably. He's a big boxing fan.
He'll be there tomorrow with your boy Big White Country Club.
He plays basketball like a boxer. I just found a bruise on me from last week that he gave me.
Wow, look at these two dudes just going at it. Oh, my God. You wonder why these guys have brain damage. Look at them just throwing bombs. What a fight. Are you kidding me? What a fight. Oh, my God, Mafia. I love how the one guy acts like he won, and he's got it all in the bag, and the other guy's doing the exact same thing. They both think they won. It's like Canelo and Triple G.
They all do that. It's the best when someone gets their ass kicked for, like, the whole fight, and then they're like, yeah, I got it. Like, what fight do you think you were in? Because the way we all saw it, you have no chance at this decision.
Well, I mean, that was Canelo celebrating the fact that Oscar paid off Adalia Byrd.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless Adelaide Byrd is scoring it. Because we just got word that that Andrade Godella fight's actually been changed to a draw because she had it 3-0 for Godella.
Jesus. Speaking of depressing, Andre Ward announces his retirement before I get to see Kovalev beat him for a third time.
You know, that's the thing. Everyone talks about he's a great fighter, without a doubt. Probably a Hall of Famer. But to me, he's always going to have that little bit of an asterisk because how many of his fights were in Oakland? Then he had that big gap where he didn't fight for a while.
And how many people thought he lost to Kovalev?
Right, both fight, he lost the first fight to Kovalev and had the groin shot for the second win.
God, he cheats. His fight 32-0. It should have been 30-2.
31-1.
No wonder he's quitting because he knows he can't beat Kovalev. There's no one
That's
else.
What Kovalev said. He's like, he's hiring because he's scared of me.
I thought both of those fights were BS. 855-212-4227. If you're on hold, don't give up. Tell that guy not to give up. In Virginia, I want to hear what he has to say about the president. Everybody's very mad. President says you should leave NFL games now when players protest the anthem.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen, just go sign up for my picks. Honest to God, what don't I hit? I mean, I'm hitting everything. All I do is hit winners, and it's cheap. $35 a month gets you every pick, every game, every day, every sport. All the college football spreads and money lines. Same thing in the pros. Tons of winners. You get baseball, MMA tonight. We cleaned house in the UFC. Boxing, it's all there. And then we'll have hockey and pro and college hoops, and it's just seasonal. It's just constant winners. And let's face it. I mean, we lose some bets, but we hit so many G-damn bets that it's just ridiculous. You make your money back fast. You make a ton of money on top of that in terms of betting. If you like sports betting, my picks rock, and that's all there is to it. The best games this weekend, Atlanta, Detroit, Oakland, Washington, and the pros, college, Oklahoma State, TCU, Washington, Colorado, NC State, Florida State, Penn State, Iowa, Michigan, Purdue, all there. PharrellandTheBench.com. Sign up. Baseball picks through the World Series. Get it all. And daily fantasy rosters, all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You won't regret it. All right. It says here, and I want to get your calls. First, that guy, Jake in Virginia, has been on hold so long, his wife left him twice.
Twice. What's happening, guys?
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just had to say something real quick. I was listening earlier, and something you said bothered me a little bit. When you were talking about the whole anthem and you said, oh, if you're going to hate white people, come on, man. It has nothing to do with hate.
It is true.
It is not true.
It is true.
You know what? This is the first time I've ever talked about this. The second time I've ever talked about this. I got into a conversation with a guy who was saying that the anthem was racist. And I said, how is the anthem racist? And he said, you know what? Why don't you Google the anthem? You Google the anthem, and they're talking about the death of slaves on the run. It is racist. You know, I had to pretty much admit that I was wrong at that time, because if you don't know, you won't know.
So, you might be right. Let me say this, though. Like, your entire life, let's just say, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, so my entire life, and yours as well. Let's just combine them. We're like 90 years old between the two of us. Have you ever, your entire life, heard about any of this until like in the last year? And now all of a sudden, a year ago, go back 1 year, now all of a sudden the anthem is the most controversial thing in the world or in this country. In this country, is it not? We're talking at the same time. Let me finish, and then I'll let you just have the floor. I swear to God. Just answer me this question. A year ago, for the first time ever in your life, has someone finally brought to your attention that suddenly the anthem is a problem in this country?
Yes.
Doesn't that bother you at all? Like, what happened to the other 35 years you've been alive, or my 50 years? No one ever had a problem with the national anthem until last year. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem?
It does bother me, and I'm also a Redskins fan, and it bothered me when people brought up, you know, that issue. I understand all sides of pretty much every conversation in life. You know what I'm saying? But when it came out, because what Colin Kaepernick did was kind of bring it to the forefront. When it came out and people were saying, oh, vets, you know, we're disrespecting the vets and all this and all that. I'm a vet. You know what I'm saying? I never once felt disrespected. I was in Afghanistan, October 2001, first boots on the ground. Very proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Hell, they used to call me the mayor of Bagram Air Force Base. Anybody that, wants to debate me on that, I welcome
I'll give you all the credit in the world for that. I respect that fully. I'm engaged in that completely. I'm down with that. So hoorah, soldier. But I'll give you this. I don't believe for 1 minute that was about the anthem, the Kaepernick thing. It was about police brutality. And I agree. I'm fully in agreement with everything that he was protesting. I have absolutely no problem with any. I think he's right. And I thought it was one of the great protests ever. It got everyone's attention all over the world, not just here, but everywhere. And it worked. He became one of Time's most influential people in the world. And deservedly. But it still doesn't. All he's doing is his protest during the anthem, which he knew would piss everyone off. So right, that was also right. smart, but it had nothing to do with the national anthem, which is now, all I said is that it's worthless, and I think a lot of this stuff, and I'm just saying it, I have nothing against anybody. I absolutely have proven that through the years. I don't engage in all the racism and hate, but I'll say this. I think that, and I said it before, the constant, the fists and the protests and the brothers going off about this and that, it's just gotten so stale to me. And I think there's right. a lot of it that bothers me in that I believe, like, for instance, when Bennett got arrested, he's freaking out and racial profiling and everything else. Two Spanish dudes arrested him, and then he said he had his knee in his neck. He never had his knee anywhere near his neck. And right. I just think he was making stuff up, and then it's all about racial profiling, and it wasn't. It was about
right.
It was about a dude, whether he's a brother or whether he's some white dude, jumping a wall and running from the po-po. And then
while they're trying to investigate something.
He was he was definitely in the wrong for running, but I understand when people are shooting guns, you take off running, or when the cops tell you to get out of there, you get out and you start running. I don't want any part of the police. But all this talk about, just this whole anthem and these protests and all of this every week, the sitting out, the kneeling, it's just so stale. I'm just so done with it. Are you kidding me that you're... I can't even believe that you served in Afghanistan and you fought for this country and you're a soldier that fought for this country and watched your brothers die at war, and you like watching football players disrespect the national anthem or this flag. I don't know a soldier alive that'll tolerate that crap.
I've heard a lot of soldiers that actually come out in support. And a lot of vets, I'll say, that come out in support. And I understand both sides, all sides of it. But I think that people need to realize that this is not an attack on white people. It was an opportunity to protest during a time where all eyes would be on you.
I think cops treat blacks like crap. And I think brothers hate white people, a lot of them. And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. I'm done with it. I'm not changing my opinion. So we could talk for hours, you and I. And I respect you. I love you. I can dig everything you're saying. But I feel like I'm hitting my head against a wall. So I'm just going to leave it where it is. And it is what it is. And you know what? It's like anything else. When you start talking about the black and white stuff, you'll spin till the cows come home. Because you're never going to get a 100%. You're right, I'm wrong, you're wrong. It's never going to happen. We just keep going around and around and around. And I think that's one of the big problems with it. Nobody ever gets anywhere with it. The whole race issue is the most hot boiling, just water gushing over the top of the pan. It's the most toxic topic in the world for people to talk about. And no one ever agrees about anything when it comes to race. They don't. People can't stand each other, and that's just all there is to it. And everybody wishes... Everybody just prays and wishes that everybody loved one another. Too bad they don't. And that's all there is to it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Bros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question, I believe, Mafia, is it William in New York? Is that the one I'm doing?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. William in New York writes, let's see here. I got to get the right one. There it is, William. Is this it? I think this is the one. William writes, Pharrell, I'm a huge Ranger fan. Mafia, this is why I chose it. You're a Ranger fan, aren't you?
Of course, diehard.
Did you see Sean Avery has written a new book? And in that book, he took some serious shots at John Tortorella. So I had to go have Mafia pull up the story, or Chris did it. And some of these are great. Can I read them to you? This is really impressive. You got to admit, William, good call. Tortorella has a reputation as a hard ass, but not if you know him as a player. We used to laugh at him all the time. There was always someone in the dressing room who wanted to take their skate and decapitate him or take their stick and whack him over the head with it. Marion Gaborik despised him with every bone in his body. Even Hank Lundqvist, an even-keeled Swede who was usually in his own world, thought Tortorella was a terrible manager of pro athletes, and he can't skate and stick handle the puck at the same time, and he doesn't realize we don't take him seriously because of that. Here's another one. I've never walked out of a meeting with my head coach, but if I didn't leave the room, I was going to end up in Rikers for choking this little shackhead within an inch of his miserable life. If he really believed that Henrik was playing poorly because of Tiny's, then he knew nothing about his star player. Lundqvist was not working at Tiny's. He was investing in it. Players have slumps. Anyone who knows how to coach pro athletes would know how to deal with that. Tiny's is a bar in New York. He went on to say, he talked about Mike Sullivan, the Penguins' two-time Stanley Cup winning coach. This is great. None of us can stand listening to the mental midget and his goofy sidekick, Mike Sullivan. Tortorella is a power-hungry control freak, but he's not smart enough to hire a good cop, even one he could play like a violin. If Mike Sullivan had played the good cop, he could still have turned around after the meeting with a disgruntled player and told his puppet master, JT, the details while giving the player some form of relief. Instead, they're only able to bitch and vent to each other. This creates an unhealthy locker room. He goes on to talk about being at Derek Bogard's funeral and everything else. But how great is that, Mafia, those comments about John Tortorella just absolutely mauling his entire life.
So wait, there's a former player who doesn't like Tortorella? This is where I'm supposed to fake shock? Like, all those former players hate him at some point. This is why
really,
he's fired everywhere.
Are you really going to ruin this for William?
Yes, I am.
Honestly, can William,
this is just
can you send him the case of nothing and you just stabbed him in the chest?
You'll get nothing unlike it.
Sorry, William. I know how hard you tried. That was a great topic. I loved it. Those quotes were powerful. Those are showstoppers. Instead, you got Mafi, the bearer of bad news. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate, even though it's the fall. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the pro parts people are going to help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Look at this. Penguins, three burning questions for 2017. Here's one burning question. Can they win a third straight Stanley Cup? Forget about everything else. Top teams should avoid these roadblocks on the way to the college football playoff. Alabama should, I guess I'm trying to figure out who should they be afraid of. Oh, here we go. No, Mississippi State is who they're going to have trouble with, please. Clemson. It says here Virginia Tech is their problem. Oklahoma, who's their problem? Oklahoma State. Penn State, who's their problem? Michigan and Ohio State. USC, who's their problem? Who do they think can beat them? Basically no one, it says here. I still don't believe they're going to win every game. I really don't. And I've decided that no one else on that story matters. What's wrong with Michigan's offense? Nothing. We talked to Jim Brandstatter tonight. He says they'll beat Purdue. One improbable thing could happen, actually, again. An Alabama-Clemson three-peat. What do you think, Chris? Three times in a row for the national championship. Will Clemson meet Alabama?
I actually could see it happening. I think Clemson's rookie quarterback, Brian, over there is doing a hell of a job. He could lead them.
Division II football player dies from an in-game neck injury at Midwestern State. Died this week, a neck injury. That's just horrible. I don't even want to talk about it. A 9-year-old Juventus Academy youngster dies after getting crushed by a falling goalpost. What's worse, the first story or the second one? Here you go. You can now enjoy Fireball whiskey in a bagel. You can get a Fireball bagel, Chris, for breakfast.
I'm all about that. I've enjoyed way too much Fireball in my young life.
That's a shame. Officials are ready to discuss a Triple G Canelo rematch. Do you want to see a rematch immediately, Chris? You didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I would watch the second one after seeing that fight tonight with the females.
And the second fight that they fought, the females on ESPN, the Valdez fight, was actually chicks fighting too. Jose Altuve will be the AL MVP. Good for you. Marco Estrada signed a one-year deal with Toronto this week. Very exciting. Vegas and Orlando top the most fun U.S. cities list, Mafia. New York, Miami, Portland, and Oregon round out the top five. New York, Miami, and Portland, Oregon, top five. And then Atlanta, San Francisco, New Orleans, Chicago, and San Diego on the list of most fun cities.
Where's Nashville on that list?
Ever since they lost to the Penguins, it fell out of the top ten. All right. Let's see. It says here, America's best college town meals. I'm going to get to your calls. Ribs at Archibald's in Northport, Alabama, right outside Tuscaloosa. The full leather jacket at Lead Belly in Lincoln, Nebraska. Not the way they're playing this year. Everything you eat at the restaurant tastes like crap. Brisket at Fargo's in Bryan, Texas at College Station. Pork and cornbread from Skylight Inn in Aiden, North Carolina, Metro Greenville. Bacon steaks at LaSalle's Kitchen and Tavern in South Bend, Indiana. Deep dish pizza at Satchel's in Gainesville, Florida. The sampler at the Smokin' Pig in Pendleton, South Carolina at Clemson. Wow. A bottle of Panther Creek Pinot Noir in Eugene or Corvallis, Oregon. Doesn't that sound fresh? Let's all gather together before the game and have some Pinot Noir, Mafia. Yes, indubitably. Who drinks wine before the football game? Really?
Boxed wine.
I didn't drink boxed wine. I drank scotch whiskey. Yes. Life.
Did they slap the bag back in your day, Pharrell?
That just sounded really weird. I'm going to leave it at that, Mafia. Ohio State football is worth $1.5 billion. They didn't look like it in a few of their football games this year. Hey, Mafia, today's the anniversary of Mike Gundy's. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Alan in Toronto.
Last week's bout, my scorecard read 116-112, Triple G. He was the pressure cooker, and it was effective aggression, too. And he was a ring general, so all those things added up. How did your card read? I think it was a lot better than Adelaide's 118-110 for Canelo. It was a lot
better
than that,
I think
it?
116-112 at least. 8-4 rounds for Triple G, Al. I really do. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, can I get a cold one?
Yeah, absolutely. To celebrate me hitting another both games tonight, Virginia spread and Utah, they're up 30-17 with 4 minutes left. I'm feeling pretty good about that bet, too.
Oh, I love it. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love you, man.
Sweet.
Want to talk about the Patriots' chances this year about going to the Super Bowl. I think their defense is struggling the first two games.
I have to see more. I have to see more, way more football from them than just a good game in New Orleans. Because the game against Kansas City was god-awful, made you want to puke. The game against the Saints is what you're accustomed to. I expect to see the same thing from them this week in Foxborough. I expect them to light up the Texans. That's all there is to it. Heat, President Pat Riley on Dwayne Wade. Any opportunities that are there, we're always going to approach that. How stupid do they have to be not to bring Dwayne Wade back? Honest to God. Levi in Fayetteville.
Yes, sir. I was going to talk about the Carmelo deal, but I wanted to just kind of touch on the Donald Trump national anthem deal. I think we have a tendency to lose focus because I'm an African-American. That's not about that I need to be fighting right now. I got more important issues. But if you think about whatever Trump said, get up and leave or whatever, I guess the L.A. team's got a head start on it because I don't know why they didn't show up there. I don't know if it's protesting or whatever. But they didn't have enough people to pack my high school gym. But if we came to, I'm going to tell you this right now. Anti-abortionists cannot keep me out of a strip club. I'm going, my favorite song is not the national anthem. It's One Nation Under a Groove. And my favorite flag is anyone against the team playing against Pittsburgh. Throw all the flags you want to.
Well, then I don't like you anymore. Did you say he just said any team that's playing Pittsburgh?
That's what I heard.
I can't have that. But didn't he say he likes going to strip clubs?
I believe so.
God bless him. That's American right there, son. Floyd,
we love
Floyd Mayweather. I still haven't cashed my Pacquiao or Mayweather checks. He's got $600 million in checks sitting in his house.
And how is he paying off the IRS?
He's not. Then again, a wise man once said, screw your friends and the IRS. That's Floyd Mayweather talking, not me. I pay my taxes.
Wise man said, if you can get more money, screw your friends.
I pay my taxes, and I hate it. Real quick, Terry in Virginia, I'm out of time. Hurry up.
I know, man. Hey, I heard about the national anthem when I was a kid back in in the sixth grade, and the teacher taught us that. But the fact of it is, it's about choice. If you're saying that a person don't have a choice, then pretty much you might as well throw the First Amendment on out the door.
Well, I said everybody has a choice, and I think that what they've done is everyone just disrespects it so much now that there's no point in having a national anthem anymore. And if that doesn't solve it, I don't know what else does. You don't like it? Then don't have it anymore. Let's just play football. I could care less. In fact, it takes too much time to begin with. Brett in Dallas, real fast.
Hey, Pharrell. Hey, thanks for letting me on. I know you got short time. Just wanted to bring up something that I missed, and I regret missing.
You got
to
hurry, dude.
Okay, yeah. Corby Davidson, I know you don't have time to pull audio, but do you have any words on that conversation? Because I regret missing it, and I would have loved to.
I don't understand what he's saying, Mavi. Corby was on. What? I don't know. Corby was on. He was great. And that's that. That just took way too long and just ruined the end of the show. Way to go, dude. For Chris and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Have a good weekend. I'll be on Monday morning with Jonesy at 6 a.m. Good night.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.